This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now the Lakers are up 105-94.
Cannot get complacent, and that guy won't, shaking his head. Not tonight, Dallas. I'm a member of the Lakers, and we're going away with a victory.
That is Lakers radio with the call as the Mavericks fall to the Lakers. 112-97. I mean, it's like, I feel like this is like a spring training game where when I was doing updates and I would talk about the spring. It's like, do you even need to bother giving the score? That's not even remotely the story of the game, of the Maverick Laker game. That the score doesn't matter. The result doesn't matter. By the way, the Mavericks, for the record, Robert, have clinched a play-in berth.
Thank God.
With the loss, they clinched the play-in berth.
Thank God. I was really worried about that. I was really hopeful that they would do that. And so I'm glad. Glad they figured that out. What a success. Nico got them to the playoffs.
They still could, I guess, host the game. They still could host the game against Sacramento. But as of now, they would go on the road to Sacramento. Golden State would host Minnesota. And then the loser of Golden State, Minnesota, would get the winner of Mavs, Sacramento, for the right to hold the eighth seed. So you could have a rematch of the West Finals last year in a one-game single elimination if Minnesota loses and the Mavericks win on, I guess this would be either Tuesday or Wednesday of next week when they would play that game. It would be the 15th or the 16th when they would play that game.
Boy, can you imagine them if they do get a home playing game? There will be empty seats there. They're going to be playing what is essentially playoff game. But they're going to be people who are not. There will be empty seats.
I wonder, like, you know, yeah, I wonder how much interest there would even be in the game.
I don't think anybody's going to care.
I would think none. I would think no interest.
I bet you the TV ratings for it locally would not be very good.
I would assume not. And you know, and we love stakes. That's a high stakes game. Win or go home.
Yeah. Win or go home for another chance to win or go home and then get your ass kicked by Oklahoma City or something.
Yeah.
But
it's objectively stakes.
I think there would be fans who would say, just lose the game because I want the season to be over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I want to move on. I want to be past it.
All right, let me ask you this. Would there be more people watching the game or more people, higher percentage of people watching the game or a higher percentage of people watching the game but rooting against the Mavs?
So I don't think it's the same as the Luka game last night. We're going to have a bunch of people rooting against them. Like, it would just be the rooting interest being against them would just be, I want it to be over. I want to be done.
Yeah. I'll enjoy the ride, but you're not going to break my heart if we lose.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's sort of what it is. Although I'm sure there's a decent percentage of fans who are saying, no, I want them to lose instantly. I want this to hurt for them.
Yeah.
I want it to hurt for Nico. I want it to hurt for Patrick Dumont. I want it to hurt for Miriam Adelson and anybody else who had anything to do with Luka getting dealt.
So we do know they make the play-in. We do know they will play Sacramento. We just don't know where the game would be, and we will find that out over the next two games.
We'll find out.
Two games left. It's Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. So obviously yesterday was Luka and his return to the American Airlines Center And we have basically mentioned at some point today, we've mentioned that in every segment, basically. And we'll probably continue to do that at some point today.
I mean, it's the biggest story.
Yep.
Right now. And it was a mass funeral. I mean, in fact, last night, just for a little sampling, Pete, do you have that clip I put in your folder?
Yeah.
So this is why I was a little late coming in here. I just was chopping up some of the different things, some of the different reactions that I got from fans last night. But this was, you're going to hear just the number of people who are still devastated about this outcome and about this reality and who were happy to see him last night, but were still very much in mourning. So this is just kind of a collection of five different fans that I had talked to last night.
What's your name?
Reese.
Chase.
Christopher.
Michael.
Paul.
Luka was done wrong by this organization, and as an extension of that, the city of Dallas and its fan base was done wrong. Because to me, Luka Doncic is more than a basketball player. He's an icon of the city.
I'm representing Luka, not the Mavericks.
This season, I want Luka to win, so I won't be mad if the
Lakers... So tonight you want him to win?
Yeah. And I want Luka to score 77 points.
How did you feel when the Luka trade actually went down?
I was hurt. Life goes on. You got to, you know, wake up and move on to the next situation.
What are your thoughts just in general on Nico Harrison?
Hate him.
I would probably wish anything harmful to him. Anything he gets, he deserves.
I don't think they should be here. I don't think Dallas DPD, our finest here, can do everything to hold all these people back. They still have some anger issues, but, you know, you got to move on.
I'm helping out my baby bro in his movement for sell some Nico clown nose shirts.
Nico hasn't exactly been the most forthright during this whole ordeal. A lot of times he's been hiding in the tunnels, staying home entirely. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him not here tonight.
So there's a lot of vitriol. It's all directed at Nico. I will say, have you found, Chop, that not Patrick Jumont's not getting a pass at all? People are blaming him too.
Right.
But do you find that people say, I feel like the Maverick fan base is saying this was not a joint decision or anything else. This was Nico convinced Dumont to do this. And Nico just convinced a guy who's a dummy and didn't understand anything about basketball. That's how this ended up happening. And so I feel like a lot of the vitriol when you ask fans, who are you angry with? It's all focused on Nico. Dumont's kind of secondary.
Dumont is just, he's just along for the ride. My problem with him is that he didn't read the room right.
None of them did.
Well, none of them did. But like, look, Nico's job is not to give a crap about the fan base. That's not his job. I have no problem with Nico making any move that he feels is in the best interest of the team. His job is not to care about the fan base. His job is solely to put a great product on the floor that has the best chance to win. It's Patrick Dumont's job to care about the fan base. He's the marketing. He has to be. You're the owner. You're the marketer. He should have, when he got wind of this, and if he was a basketball guy, he would have. If he had a shred of brain in that head of his, he'd have called Mark and said, hey, how's this going to play?
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
it's not Nico's job to do that. That's not his job. His job is to field a basketball team. End of story.
Maybe in theory, if that's it, but Nico clearly doesn't feel that way. Because Nico used to sit dead center in the middle of all the fans over there, and now he hides from them. And he does. Well, so what I'm saying is he clearly does feel like he's hiding from something right now.
Of course he is.
That he feels like that previously he didn't have a problem with sitting in here beating this, and now he's hiding off with his little gaggle of security guards around him, which is just absurd. I think that Nico's job maybe isn't to worry about marketing or dollars or different things like that. But I think if you're going to tell me that Nico is not partially responsible for fan engagement and fan excitement, that he is responsible for.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And here's the biggest thing, too.
I mean, like, Howie Roseman. Let's just take Howie.
And I'll tell you what he is responsible for. He's responsible for talking down, talking condescendingly to every Mavericks fan since the trade happened, whenever he's made any sort of comment.
That's for sure.
That's fine if he's not responsible for it. Then don't speak on it when you're trying to pitch fans. He's trying to tell fans all the time, defense wins championships, you idiots. You know, just I think I'm going to be proven right in the long run.
Yeah.
Okay, how long a run that you're not even planning to be here for?
Yeah, so... But like, you know, look at Howie. Like, Howie's job is not to, you know, put a team of guys that the fans really love to root for on the field. His job is to win Super Bowls. Nico's job is to win NBA championships. He believes he got better. He's wrong.
Do you think the team has been impacted? They clearly have. The players. Yeah,
the players have been impacted.
The team has been impacted by the fan
reaction.
And
that's on him.
That's something he has to weigh.
That's on him. I think he misread it, obviously. But Dumont is the guy that allowed himself to be played.
Yeah.
He allowed himself to be convinced to drop Cuban, and he allowed him, you know, to, however that happened with him and Nico, to push Mark out. So he allowed himself to be convinced to drop Mark, and then he didn't have the basketball IQ to make a phone call or two and say, are we insane for wanting to do this?
Right. And the fact that they didn't anticipate the blowback, to me, is still one of the most insane aspects of this. And
yeah, wait, what were you thinking? What were you expecting?
Yeah. I mean, Rick Welts, who, dear God, got his start in the NBA as somebody who worked with the Seattle Supersonics and is from Seattle and knows what that kind of blowback looks like. Sonics fans, he saw that. He saw that up close, the move from Seattle to Oklahoma City, and still didn't anticipate what fan blowback can look like. It's tone deaf at best, and at worst, it's defiance, and it's just straight disrespect for your fan base. The number of people last night on Twitter, like, you know, NBA analysts, various people like that, the number of reaction of people who are not even Mavericks fans, whose reaction was, I feel genuinely bad for Dallas Mavericks fans. This fan base was absolutely destroyed overnight with one reckless move that nobody managed to get in the way of, that nobody managed to stop. And I still to say, we've talked about how Luka, like we think Nico Harrison basically just does not like Luka.
He doesn't. He doesn't like his lifestyle. He doesn't like what he believes is a lack of work ethic, a lack of caring.
By the way, how about that Mamba mentality, hiding in a tunnel?
Yeah,
with security guards around you.
He thinks he's fat and lazy or whatever. And look, the fans say, you know, come on, Chubby. It didn't help the Mavs get better. I know it didn't. I'm saying he thinks it did. That's why he made the move. He genuinely thought the defense that AD was going to bring was going to help the Mavs over the top. Now, that's a problem. That's a problem that he thought that. But that's what he thought.
Whether it's his job or not to care about what the fan base thinks or anything else, he hated Luka.
Yeah.
I think given every last bit of reaction we've seen from him and everything he does, I think Nico Harrison hates the people of Dallas almost. Like, he hates being questioned by them. He hates being questioned by this fan base. He has some sort of vitriol for them that I can't explain, or some sort of just burning, seething dislike. But I think that Luka and the fans being connected like they are and being so inextricably linked, there's naturally going to be that same level of disdain that he has for Luka, that he has for the people that are paying his salary.
Such disdain. He thinks we're rubes.
I mean, honestly, I think that's part of what it is. And he also just thinks you don't understand standards. You don't understand what standards need to look like if you think Luca was acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get it. I mean, that's their whole tone. That's been it the entire way. And it is something where this city will not accept that basketball team ever again if Patrick Dumont and Nico Harrison are with the organization.
Sean and RJ here on The Fan. This is Jason Kidd. Boy, you want to talk about another L? And this team, just stop doing press conferences. Just stop talking to the media, please. This is Jason Kidd in the pregame.
This is a business. It happens, right? Trades happen. This won't be the last trade. Some are comparing it to Babe Ruth, which is kind of cool.
Why? Why is that cool?
You know, the Mavericks aren't the Yankees in this situation, right? The Mavericks didn't get Babe Ruth. The Mavericks are the Red Sox. They traded him away. That's not cool. This isn't cool.
I wish somebody was.
What do you
mean?
He may have just. Have you ever look? We say a million things on the radio.
Someone's dying.
The amount of times that I've said things and I throw in something at the end that's completely unnecessary and makes no sense.
As just like a transition point, like let me get to my next thought, and so here's some filler words.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Especially when, if I'm in a conversation and it's like, I don't know if nervous is the right word, but it's an anxiety driven conversation, right?
I'm sure that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So I don't know. That was it. This team has completely lost the benefit of the doubt, though, with everything. It's not cool. You're not the Yankees in this. You traded Babe Ruth.
Yeah. And when we've talked about the analogy before, the Babe Ruth sale, the Gretzky trade, those are from organizations that at least they can
Edmonton was like, yeah, we're not going to be able to sign.
Well, and they can claim
this is a business.
They can claim financial hardship and just like, we needed money.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we needed.
Yeah, he was trying to finance a movie.
This is one of the richest owners in basketball
In all of sports.
In all of sports, one of the richest.
I think they're the fourth richest owner in American sports.
They clearly don't have the financial problem, so that's not a concern. This is just complete recklessness, and still to this day, it doesn't feel real when you watch it. It's like, this doesn't. There was an image yesterday.
We're going to wake up and realize this is all a dream.
Somebody from the Washington Post had was at the game last night and had tweeted this image of Luka at the free throw line, and he's in this Lakers jersey, and Anthony Davis is standing there getting ready for the rebound in a Mavericks jersey, and you just see in the background people holding up signs that say, "Fire Nico." And it's just like, when you look at that and go, if I would have sent you that 3 months ago, you would have been like, you would not have even conceived that as a reality. There's so many different aspects of it.
You really wouldn't have. It's a insane situation that we're in.
Patrick Dumont and Nico Harrison clearly have so much spite or hatred or whatever else for this city that the city's going to continue to turn it back on them until they leave.
Well, speaking
you have to leave.
Speaking of the city, here's Mike Breen and Doris Burke on the broadcast talking about the animosity towards the front office.
The more he scores, you hit the Mavs fans, the little less they're cheering, and now they're starting the anti-front office chants again. They've been chanting "Fire Nico" throughout most of the first half.
Mike, it's a fan base that feels cheated. And he expected, and I think he feels like he was stabbed in the back because of the way it was done. There wasn't a word. It is so atypical in the modern NBA to have a trade that doesn't leak out early. And you can feel it in this arena, the love they've got for this guy.
Well, I really hope, and it won't resonate with him because he's a moron, but I really hope that Nico saw the tears, then saw the professionalism, that he would go out there and just absolutely wreck shop for the next 48 minutes.
Mark Johnson.
31. Mark Johnson. His first about 20 minutes of action.
Mark Johnson on the YouTube. Bobby is so fake, it's like Avatar. No, Mark.
I don't get it. What does that mean?
I actually give a damn about this city and the state of Texas and growing up here like I did and have spent my whole damn life here and raised my family here. I give an S about Dallas. And I care about this community, and I care about people who embrace it and then people who try to run over it. And Nico Harrison and Patrick Dumont have consistently tried to run over it. So if you don't, uh-oh, if you don't have respect for that,
angry,
you're either not from here or you don't have a love for this community either. That's the biggest thing. This is not just about basketball to me. Like, I know that that's what the context, the backdrop is for it, but this is also just about a level of respect and love and assimilation for what this community is, and those two just refusing to do it and refusing to have any respect for the people who have been here and built that damn team. And so to me, there's nothing fake about it. That this is genuinely upset and angry on a level that's deeper than basketball. It's on a level that's about just disrespecting where I live and the people that I live next to.
Very nice, Bobby.
Stop it, Peyton.
We'll get him. Get Mark.
Well done. Well done. Let's hook you up.